Dane, thanks so much. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dane Neal, normally here in the studio, but unable to attend today's presentation because you filled in very late last night, didn't you, Dane?
For the last 3 days in for Nick DiGillo, you know how he loves movies and the Oscars, and he decided to approach the Oscar party kind of like a Mardi Gras situation, and it just keeps going. The party never stops.
So. He is sick. Do not lie. Nick is sick.
Yeah.
I was just trying to enhance the brand, you know, like a rock star. You know, you just say that they've trashed the hotel room because
right.
it's
yes.
good for... for the fan base.
Although Nick is too honest because he keeps posting on his Facebook page, I feel like crap, couch, soup, TV, you know? So he's letting
we've had fun.
Are you in for the rest of the week for him, Dane?
You know what? I don't know because he's such a cloak and dagger guy. And, of
yes.
course, you know, you never know. One of those, you know, amazing recoveries and in this day and age, those inspirational stories, and he's open to rise. So I've been getting, like, a text from Stephanie about 2 in the afternoon saying, hey, can you go fill it? So I haven't, but now I'm onto it. So I've rested a tiny bit today, and so I'm ready. If I get that call, you know, I'll slide down the fire pole and we'll mobilize.
Good. What a trooper you are. An inspiration. There, I said it. Dane, one of Chicago's biggest conventions coming to town, the 2019 International Home and Houseware Show. I've been to a couple of these. That's a good time.
They try to make it. So that's weird that you say that, Bill, because that's not necessarily, they wouldn't say it's their, it's kind of their goal or one of the objectives is to make it a good time. But it is, you know, if you're interested in the kind of products that are going to be either the next George Foreman grill or, you know, are on shelves around or in Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, and it isn't just kitchen stuff and cooking stuff, it's a lot of lifestyle stuff, too. They try to make it fun. So there's always some cool things to see, a lot of great personalities, you know, in the past you would run into a Billy Mays. You won't run into him now unless there's they do like a channeling session, but you'll see a
there's
lot
a
of
new gadget that
there.
Brings people back so you can interview them.
Oh, I like it. You know, where it's like, what would Billy Mays say?
Yeah,
so there's a lot of that stuff and a lot to see, a lot for the senses. They throw in some food, so it's pretty great.
It starts this Saturday, and remind me, who's allowed to go to this? Is this something that the public can attend?
The public, I think there's a lot of the people in sort of the industry of whether food and appliances and those trades, they consider themselves members of the public, but no, you have to, so it's a trade show, so you've got a lot of business that happens too, so as much fun as it may be for you and I to check it out and share that with listeners, there's, you know, companies from, I think it's 130 countries, there's exhibitors somewhere over 2,000, maybe 2,200 of them, and they're from all over the place. We're kind of lucky, more than kind of lucky, right? It's another thing Chicago has that we sort of take for granted, whether it's the biggest auto show, whether it's the National Restaurant Show, whether it's like Lollapalooza or this, you know, the whole world comes to Chicago and we're kind of on display for the world.
What are you looking forward to seeing? Do you have any advance notice on what will be shown there this year?
I've got a little bit. You know, they trickle it out, you know, and there's different trends in there. Some of it is the colors, you know, like the hot colors. And so this, whereas a couple of years ago, one of the hot colors, well, I guess it's multiple colors, or is it no colors? You can see it was camouflage. This year.
I love that.
Wait, who just said that? I heard a voice, but I can't find. Oh, it's you, Wendy. You're wearing camouflage. I didn't know it was you.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I thought it might have been Billy Mays, but I really didn't know. So this year they say that it's blue and orange, and that's kind of the way that we think about it. Blue and orange, those are Bears colors. I think that's great. But, you know, just like we've talked with Wendy before about, you know, people who design, you know, nail polish colors, or there's always like those, you know, strategic namers. And so it's not just blue and orange. It's like vivid living coral and like, you know,
raw pumpkin.
Blue. Right. Like, yeah. Denim sunset, you know, or something like that. And mm-hmm. So blue and orange are the kind of things that people are not only doing for their kitchens and their houses, but also kind of pots and pans. So that's one thing.
Wait, can I ask a question about that? Because I'm always curious. Number one, whose job is it to decide what colors will be in this upcoming year? And number two, does the average person really buy into that and say, wow, I just heard blue and orange are going to be, I got to go out and get blue and orange stuff?
You know, I mean, as a member, as you are too, a card-carrying member of the Jaded and Cynical Club.
Yes.
I gotta say that, like, how can that even be? Maybe colors and it's maybe a round robin basis that haven't been hot for a while. Okay, orange, it's you, right? You know, or blue. Come on, let's go, let's do this. But I gotta
Dane, do you know what other year blue was popular in? every year since the beginning of time.
That's not true for kitchens, though. I mean, like, they have navy blue cabinetry.
If you heard that, would you go, wow, blue, I got it, now I have to get blue stuff?
I know that I just redid my kitchen, got the cabinets at Builder Supply Outlet, and gray was very popular. Dane, you can back me up on this. Gray was new wood color,
right.
I wanted gray cabinets. It was popular. I loved it. I was remodeling at the time, so it did kind of base my decision.
But then in a year, when they say this year's colors are lavender and yellow, what will you do?
I would paint the walls, because I want to do either turquoise or lime green on my kitchen walls. Yeah. Jim is telling me, no, you're not. So then I'm thinking maybe I'll get some tile in that color, because I just want, people want something that's bold and pops. Would you agree with that, Dane?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Wendy, you're right there. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, because that's exactly what they want you to do. Probably part of the reason is so that when it comes, you know, when it goes in and out of favor, that you're kind of staying with the times, being current, buying new stuff. You know, that's one of the things. Two words to that, and I think about this and build your thoughts, is, you know, I think staying power. You know, you want to get something that's kind of classic if you can.
Right.
Because I think of two words, harvest gold. Remember, when avocado, harvest gold, and those things. And you've got to replace your refrigerator, not because it doesn't work, but just because it's, you know, now deemed ugly.
I agree with you. And my mom had a turquoise oven and stovetop and refrigerator. I think that's why I want to go back to the turquoise.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of that. Yeah. Yeah.
You mean like the turquoise, like they used to, like, is the color of like a bar of Zest, right? You
know, yeah.
Right. You know that will always be in style.
But that's why you go with the paint, the things like that, or a backsplash, something you can change. With cabinetry, you know, I don't know if I'd be bold enough to go, and they make like orange and navy blue,
of course.
But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Dane, can you sit tight, Dane? Are you able to sit tight?
How do you do that?
Sure.
I've seen him do it.
I'm strapped in.
All right. More of Dane Neal. He's currently sitting tight. We'll continue this in just a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dane Neal is our guest. He is currently not in studio because he's been filling in for Nick DiGiulio all this week. And as far as we know, Dane, you will be doing that tonight or not doing it tonight? Do you know yet? You don't know yet.
As far as we know, we don't know.
All right.
So we're not sure.
If people want to, can we give your home phone? And if people want to call later to find out if you'll be hosting, will you oblige them and let them know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Or I'll tweet it out. Who knows? You know, I want to be modern. I want to be cutting edge, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out that way. And it was funny, while during the commercial break, I was thinking, like, the history of the houseware shows. It's 120 years. So this is the 120th year. And I was wondering, when we were talking last night a little bit about, like, well, what did they debut, you know, in year one? Was it, like, the fork? You know, I'm just like, it was like, hey, it's amazing. You could, maybe it was the spork. But you think of things like, you know, the Showtime rotisserie oven, you know, from Ronco, or the George Foreman grill that seemed kind of cutting edge and wow at the time. And now we're getting into the trends, just like on your phone, where your phone got big and got small, and you know, and you have more things or less things. Now they're having all these kind of different things you want built into one thing, like an Instapot was a big thing last year. Now they've got Instapots that also are like pressure cookers, rice cookers, air fryers, everything kind of built in one thing, so you have less items. So, Wendy, I wanted to ask you, is it cool to have a bunch of different things, or would you like to consolidate and have kind of one thing that does a bunch of different things you need to do?
I'm mixed on this, because I never tried the Instapot. I don't have room on my counters for all these gadgets, so there's something to be said for combining them, but... Mm-hmm. Do you really need gadgets? I mean, and the air fryer, does a French fry that's air fried taste as good as your cast iron skillet and oil?
Well, if you go by the infomercial, the answer is yeah. You do need it, number one. It's great.
How are you living without it, Wendy? It's impossible to imagine a life without it.
No, and these things work too. So you've got that, you know, where you're able to do a bunch of different things, control the ingredients and some of the things. And then on the technology side, that's something I don't think is going away. As the Harvest Gold refrigerator may have been a thing of the past, at least in favor. You know, technology has gotten to the point where, just as you can control your home, kind of smart home technology, and dim the lights and put the security system on and yell at intruders who are trying to steal packages off your porch, now... you can start your stove, you can turn it off, you can use, you can monitor the temperature on your grill. You can make cappuccino all from your phone.
I don't need to do that.
No?
I like to get my hands dirty and work in the kitchen.
Yeah. Now, Dane, based on what you just said, can I? My guess is over the last couple of years, one of the busiest things there at the Houseware Show would be home coffee makers. I'm not a coffee guy. I don't understand it, but people take this very, very personally, don't they?
Well, you think, you know, Joe DiMaggio, right? And you think Juan Valdez, some of those coffee icons throughout history.
Yep.
You know, and Folgers crystals, the more crystals that you could get, you know that you were
Mrs. Olson.
Living.
Yes.
So here's the thing that, and I don't know if any listeners, you know, can agree with this, but there was a time when a guy like a cappuccino maker, you love cappuccino, everybody knows they love it, but it was almost impossible to kind of figure out the machine. So we got a cappuccino maker, and it's just sat, and we've never really been able to use it. And there's a manufacturer, I don't have it because it's one of those things that it's kind of on a need-to-know basis, we'll find out. But where the app on your phone actually allows you to kind of, instead of an extra button on the machine itself, the buttons are on your phone on an app, and you can have it make your drink, your coffee drink, your specialty coffee drink, and you can just, like, plug it in. I guess you got to have your phone, right? So that's one thing. But you can go ahead and just kind of plug that in, and then the app kind of connects with the machine itself on the cappuccino side, and boom, perfect.
Wait, and then, so then could I text somebody a cup of coffee if I wanted to?
Now you're talking.
I think you could. So someone will be like, geez, I don't know. I really feel like this. You're like, oh, here. And then you text them maybe the recipe through the app, and then their machine starts making the drink that you know you like.
Oh, wow.
And we just got a text, yes, exclamation point, French fries, egg rolls, mozzarella sticks, all of those are better in an air fryer.
Is that right?
Really?
Wow. Well, less oil, you know. But
the oil is what makes it good and bad for you.
I think so, right. That double-edged good and bad for you, I think, is one of the things. In, whether it's the, who's telling you that the air fryer is great, you got to have one of those great pitchmen. And so the cooking theater is what happens all the time, too, where you have some of your favorite stars of the culinary world, and they got a big lineup this year, like they always do. You're going to have, you know, Ming Tsai and Rick Bayless and Emeril Lagasse and Andrew Zimmern and Robert Irvine, and they'll all have products and recipes. And this is the first time that, instead of, we mentioned, you know, it's kind of exclusive, you got to be in the trade to get there, they're going to be live streaming it at inspiredhome.org, and so you can see those demos actually happening live. So I think that's kind of cool, too. You get a little celebrity chef thing, and they're able to interface with the public through the cooking theater. And I'll be there, too.
Oh, what are you doing there? Just as an observer, or are you teaching a class or something?
Yeah, the craziest thing, so I'm not teaching a class, although I was given that opportunity, which is frightening. We're doing on Monday, I think at 10, we're going to do the on the road, since so many different companies and brands and people are on the road at the show coming to Chicago. We're going to be doing sort of an on the road remote from there. So we'll have some of those food stars. They're going to stream it. We'll record some of it. We'll have some of it on the show, and we'll highlight some of those cool products that are kind of making a splash this year.
That sounds like fun. It really does. I have to bring up, we only have a minute or two, Dane, but I want to bring this up to you. A lot of restaurants now have this option where you can call up their menu online and do an online order. However, twice in the last 5 weeks, I've had incidents where they can't keep up with the volume. It's like a separate thing. You know how usually you would call up a restaurant, you would just order over the phone, and they write it down, and they say 30 minutes? Well, twice now in the last 5 weeks, because that system is a separate system of doing it online, they're bombarded with orders. We went to a Chinese place the night of the Oscars on Sunday, and they said, if you would have just called the order in, we could have had it within 20 or 30 minutes, but because it was an online order, an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Wow.
So why can't they make that work better? What are they missing out on?
Well, geez, you know what? That's a tough one, right? Because it's one of those things, you never know exactly how busy, as much as you can anticipate based on past performance, what's going to happen. You're never really sure. And then I guess you'd probably put some sort of, governor switch, or maybe just even alert that says, like, hey, maybe call to confirm. As crazy as that sounds, right? Talk to a human.
Right.
I think the secret ingredient to success for making sure everybody understands whether they're happy or not, but understands how long it's going to take, is you have to have that specialized, 16-year-old girl who answers the phone and says, so-and-so's, please hold, and then they just hang up
Amber,
on you.
Amber, it's always Amber.
That's Amber, right?
Yeah.
I get get adult women.
5 minutes and gets back, and you know it's going to take a while.
And you know, right, it's better that way.
Although fast food places, I know completely different, but those, if you order through the app, it's so much easier.
Faster?
And I wish everybody would do it, because when you pull up at Taco Bell, all I have to say is I ordered on the mobile app, yet the person in front of me is like, I'll take a chalupa,
right.
And what's in the naked chicken chalupa?
Yeah.
Just order on the app, pull up, bang, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. All right.
Two words, I think it's growing pains, right? As you get, you know, what we can do and then what we can sort of handle and integrate into things that we've done for a long time. Those fast food companies, they're going to probably have it down. They've got, you know, scientists and lab coats and trying to figure out, you know, all of that stuff. But
restaurant, maybe just call them.
Yeah, I think so. Dave, thanks so much.
Amber, put you on hold for 10 minutes.
Fun to talk to you. Have a great time at the Houseware show and filling in for Nick if you do so.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dane.
It's Dane Neal. All right. We'll take a break. Some news coming your way next, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.